evening and welcome to Q95's Prime News Roundup for today, Thursday, June 26. I'm your presenter, Arlene Gregoire. In all headline stories this evening, a principal of the Dominica Grammar School concerned over the lack of interest demonstrated by too many students on the island. In news from the region, from St. Lucia, chikungunya has now spiraled out of control. And internationally, Syria crisis, Obama asked Congress for $500 million for the rebels. The news is brought to you compliments Belfast Estate Limited, Quartz Dominica Limited, Burton & Company Limited, and The Orange Media. Stay tuned to details of these stories and more coming right up.
Red Cap Rum is one of Belfast Estate's finest rum blend. Maho Whiskey, as it is locally called, is enjoyed by many in every corner of Dominica. Red Cap Rum is a blend of specially selected aged alcohols combined with other ingredients, creating an unexpected, smooth, and unmatched blend. This outstanding, refreshing flavor can be the base of many cocktails and can be mixed with lemon lime, classic cola, or with your favorite sorrel or orange juice for a Red Cap Rum surprise. Red Cap Rum delivers an extraordinary opportunity to share flavor and fun in any party or occasion. Red Cap Rum, drink it, but don't abuse it.
Enjoy the world's best with the latest in digital technology from Quartz. Shop at Quartz today, and you can get 2 tickets to the ultimate lime to watch the final game in style. So enjoy the world's best, only at Quartz, bringing value home.
Hi, I'm Akeem. I was arrested when I was 16 and sent to jail for stealing a skateboard from my neighbor. I spent a year behind bars, and I made a lot of good friends there too. Guys who were there for stealing, rape, stabbing, even murder. Well, now I'm 21 and I'm doing some time for robbing a store and wounding the shop owner as well.
If only Akeem was given a second chance through a program of reform. Let us deal with juvenile delinquency differently so we can have children who truly change for good. Reformed, reaccepted, and reunited with a community that loves without judgment. The Juvenile Justice Reform Project, a new path to changing lives for good. Funded by USAID and the OECS Secretariat.
Come see what's new at Burton & Company Limited, the brands you know and trust
for all your
electrical supplies. The future is
LED,
and it's available at Burton & Company. LED fluorescent tubes, bulbs, downlights, floodlights, and other LED fittings.
Come see what's new. It's new.
Our range of small appliances, brand names you can trust, major appliances, French door fridges, Maytag washing machines, and inverter technology air conditioning.
Come see what's new.
Our new location. Now at the corner of Kennedy Avenue and Independence Street in Roseau. Burton & Company Limited. The electric shop.
And welcome back to your evening news package. Principal of the Dominica Grammar School, Alicia Jajak, says she is concerned over the lack of interest demonstrated by too many students on the island. Speaking at the graduation ceremony of 78 Dominica Grammar School students on Tuesday, Jajak says the job of the teacher has become increasingly harder because of competition from television, social networks, and parties.
The job of the teacher to teach and to motivate students has become increasingly harder as the competition from the television, the social networks, and the constant CEO seems to be winning. More and more, we lament the seemingly lack of interest demonstrated by too many students. And this point is highlighted by our numbers here this afternoon. The main criterion for graduation, which is a minimum of 4 subject passes, has eluded many. Are we really asking for too much? I do not think so.
Principal of the Dominica Grammar School, Alicia Jajak, 3 students graduated with honors, 2 with distinctions, 49 with merits, and 24 with passes. The theme for this year's graduation was "Success is not what you accomplish in life, but what you inspire others to do." Acting National Security Minister Alvin Bernard says the government of Dominica is committed to sustaining its partnership with public officers on the island. Bernard made the statement as he addressed the launch of Public Service Day 2014 at the Fort Young Hotel on Wednesday. He says the implementation of the Public Service Modernization Program, supported by various activities, is testimony to the government's commitment to its partnership.
The theme of this year's Public Service Week or Public Service Day is quite justifiable: an efficient service for a sustainable future. Therefore, I extend an invitation for our continued partnership in the prevailing domestic and global economic environment. I thank all public officers for and appeal to your continued commitment that is reflective of an appreciation of associated options. The implementation of the Public Service Modernization Program, supported by various activities which also include but not limited to human resource audits and associated adjustments, is testimony to government's commitment to this partnership.
Public Service Day will be observed on the 5th of December under the theme "An Efficient Service, A Sustainable Future." Dominica and the rest of the Caribbean region are being warned to take precautionary measures to prevent the spread of a new viral disease found in pork. The Caribbean Animal Health Network, or CARIVET, says the new viral disease, the porcine epidemic diarrhea, or PED, was first identified in the United States in May 2013. It has since been confirmed in Colombia and the Dominican Republic. PED causes severe diarrhea, vomiting, and loss of appetite in pigs of all ages, and a mortality rate of 100% in piglets under a week old. PED only affects pigs and cannot be spread to other animals or to humans. Pork from pigs that have recovered from PED is safe to eat, and there is no risk to food safety. However, an outbreak of PED has the potential to cause severe economic damage to the pork industry due to the death of piglets. Once infected, a sick animal will begin to show signs of the disease within as little as 22 to 36 hours. The virus is spread through fecal matters on the surface of contaminated objects and materials and via birds and people moving within or between farms. The Carib Vet notes that the best protection against the disease is to increase vigilance and implement preventative biosecurity measures on all pig farms. Farmers are being asked to take a particular care to clean and disinfect vehicles when entering farms. If farmers detect any signs of the virus in their pigs, they are to report it immediately to the Ministry of Agriculture or to a veterinary officer. The Dominica NGO Coalition for the Protection of Children and Youth say youth-on-youth violence is one of the areas which the group will be focusing on. Program Manager of Child Fund Caribbean, a member of the newly formed coalition, Jelena Fountain, says the advocacy work of the coalition will include mass education at different levels.
The age of criminality in Dominica is 12 years old. After that, you know, children 12 and over can be brought before court, etc. But some of the awareness, we're going to be doing the advocacy work, advocating for legal reform and all that. We'll also be addressing child-on-child, youth-on-youth type of crimes or violations, and going through schools and educating children about respect for life, respect for their body, and having high values and high standards, you know, and so on. So we're going to be doing mass education at different levels, different age groups that's appropriate to their ages. So it's going to take a really diversified type of approach to the whole situation.
The coalition, which was launched earlier this month, will act as a portal for support services for survivors of violence, protectors of the innocent, beaming the spotlight on issues of the good and bad practice, seekers of justice, promoting legislative reform and enforcement, raisers of awareness, ensuring the education of the public masses on issues of child protection. Recognizing the importance of literacy and cultural identity, one local education center will host the first ever Ultimate Book Fair and Fresh Food Market on Saturday, June 28th at the Harlem Plaza. The Ultimate Kids World Dominica is a new children's educational company which engages children in education activities in a holistic approach. Organizer of the Ultimate Fair and Fresh Food Market, Tobekile Mbada, says working with children on the island, they have recognized that there is a low literacy level which needs improving. She notes that the proceeds from the event will benefit the orphanages in Dominica, namely the Operation Youthquake and Chances.
Why we're doing this is because we are raising awareness about literature. It's also coming close to the Literature Festival, and with which the event has also had a lot of support from the Literature Festival Committee, Mr. Elwin Bully. They have sponsored quite a lot of books, and probably we might see them there as well. We're also giving support to the orphanages around Dominica, which will be Operation Youthquake and Chances. And we ask people that if you're going to join us for this day, please bring us a donation of food and some clothes so that we can share some love with the kids of Dominica, because everybody needs love, everybody needs food, clothes, and shelter.
Mbada notes that another component of the event is a Creole reading competition.
And then thirdly, we also are focusing on identity, and what a better way than to do a Creole reading challenge. So we're calling all the students who entered the Creole Spelling Bee competition to come forward, and there will be prizes such as books, some vouchers, and adults who enter the challenge can win t-shirts and lunch for two, compliments to Reggae Lounge. And there will be plenty of good fun for everyone.
Organizer of the Ultimate Fair and Fresh Food Market, Tobekile Mbada. And that was all local news for this evening. In news from the region, health authorities in St. Lucia have reported that the mosquito-borne disease, the chikungunya virus, has now spiraled out of control, affecting persons in all 17 constituencies on the 238-square-mile island. Surveillance officer within the epidemiology unit of the Ministry of Health, Dr. Michelle Francois, has confirmed that almost all communities in St. Lucia have been affected. Though not stating the specific number of individuals confirmed to have the virus in St. Lucia, Francois said there are more cases on the ground than those that have reached hospitals and community health centers. She disclosed that the Caribbean Public Health Agency has mandated the ministry to test only persons presenting chikungunya symptoms who have been hospitalized, are pregnant, and or are very sick. She says although everyone is not being tested, the confirmed numbers will always be less than what is on the ground. And internationally, President Barack Obama has asked the United States Congress to approve $500 million to train and equip what he describes as moderate Syrian opposition forces. The funds would help Syrians defend against forces aligned with President Bashar al-Assad, the White House said. The aid would also counter Islamist militants such as the Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant, or ISIS, it added. ISIS's advance in neighboring Iraq has led some in Congress to press Mr. Obama to take action. Tens of thousands of people have died, and millions more have been displaced in 3 years of civil war in Syria as rebel fight troops loyal to Mr. Assad. And this has been the evening news roundup, but first a recap of the headlines. In local news, a principal of the Dominica Grammar School concerned over lack of interest demonstrated by too many students on the island. In news from the region, in St. Lucia, chikungunya has now spiraled out of control. An internationally serious crisis, Obama asked Congress for $500 million for rebels. Once again, the news is brought to you, compliments of Belfast Estate Limited, Courts Dominica Limited, Burton & Company Limited, and The Orange Media. If you missed any of the news packages, log on to the website at www.q95da.com. View the stories or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. I am Arlene Gregoire with the Q95 News team, wishing you a very pleasant evening.